First of all, I want to remind you that we are only 13 days away from the beginning of our Oktoberfest in July. We are still in need of volunteers, and we are also in need of people on the weather committee to pray for good weather for those 3 days of the Oktoberfest. It's really important to have good weather. When you have bad weather, things go bad, so please pray for good weather. There was a fellow who was driving, and he wasn't paying real close attention, and so he rear-ends a car that stopped at a traffic light. Not a great deal of damage, but the fellow who was driving the car that was rear-ended jumps out of the car, and he's a little person, he's a dwarf, and he comes over to the fellow who hit the car and says, "I'm not happy, I'm not happy, I'm not happy." And the fellow says to him, "Well, which one are you?" I got two thumbs up from Michael. What that tells us is sometimes we see things in from a different perspective from other people, and also we often see things in a different attitude, different perspective from God. In the first reading, the prophet speaks of the coming of the Lord as king. But it's different from the prevailing view of the people of Jesus' time. Because the people of Jesus' time wanted a king who would come to drive out, to conquer the Romans, because they were oppressors. They wanted him to bring back the glory days of King David and King Solomon. But the prophet says he won't be at the head of an army with great power and might, but rather he will come meek, riding on the foal of an ass, as Jesus did on Palm Sunday. Because Jesus' kingship would be different from the kingships of the world. It would be peaceful, and it would put an end to violence and bloodshed. In the second reading, Paul says something unreasonable. He says, "You are not in the flesh, you're in the spirit." But the thing is, we are in the flesh. But his point is that we are to live, while we are in the flesh, we are to live in the spirit. That is, to live with values and attitudes different from the world around us. We have to live with an value, to understand the value of every single human life at every stage of its development, to defend it, even if the world thinks that life is useless and worthless. We have to understand the true nature of human beings, that we are created male and female, and that we're not to use human sexuality in a way that is counter to the will of God, and rather that marriage is a relationship between one man and one woman that is to be permanent, faithful, and open to children. We are to understand and to live that in such a way that we know that mercy and charity are the things that we are to hold fast to, rather than the fact that it's everything for me. A me first thing is not our vocation. In the gospel, Jesus likewise kind of turns things upside down. He says, "I praise you, Father, for revealing these things not to the wise and clever." In other words, not to the people who think that they already know everything, but to children. That is, to people who understand their relationship, that God is, in fact, our Father, that we are his children, and that we are to seek God's wisdom over our own wisdom. And then he goes on and says something that's hard to understand. "If you labor and are burdened, take my yoke on you." That doesn't seem reasonable. A yoke is a kind of piece of wood or maybe even metal that one puts on the shoulders to carry heavy burdens. And we are to take that yoke upon us. Because if we take that yoke of Jesus upon us, we learn the way of Jesus' obedience to his Father. We understand the obedience that we are to have to God's will. who loves each one of us. And we can find even joy in the midst of our difficulties because we will understand that we are not bearing the greatest part of that weight, but that Jesus himself is bearing that weight. And we are called to bear even our difficulties in a spirit of joy. For he who calls us also asks us to bear his yoke, because if we bear his yoke by his grace, we will have his life in us here in this world and forever in the world that will never end.